Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Take my latest run-in with Batsy. It was just last night, as the entire country was tuning into its favorite talk show.
Believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a
stranger.
And here we go.
Hey. Oops, welcome everybody to the Wrestling Asylum. I am the good doctor, Harley Quinn here. And I hope everyone enjoys today's show because I think you are going to love it. And by the way, Lady Gaga, I love you. You are an amazing artist. I love your music. Please do this role in the new Joker movie, some justice. I'm begging you. I'm praying, please. Okay. Now let me get to the warden who runs this place. The one. The Joker.
Look alive, wage slaves! Presenting that Caliph of Clowns, that Mogul of Mountebanks, the one and only Joker!
Please allow me to introduce my associates, Miss Quinn.
Enchanty.
And Messrs. Their names escape me for the moment. No matter.
Here, let's get going.
Harley.
Yes.
You know, we don't have many friends in the world.
No, we don't.
One of them betrayed
us. Ooh, yes.
So, it is only fitting. That sweet Mr. J. Has to do the impossible.
Yep.
Mr. Beretta.
Trent.
Hey, Courtney.
Courtney.
How are you, my dear?
Courtney.
What? This week, he'll get his.
Definitely.
You betrayed me, dear Trent. And you know the penalty for betrayal.
Yes.
My illustrious chamber. Oh, wait. But folks, me and the wonderful ladies from Black Hearts Angels, shout out
ladies,
to Char,
there you
Binky
go.
And Binky, of course.
Absolutely.
The biggest love in the world.
Uh-oh.
Like, share, subscribe, stay notified. Telegram. You know what? Hold that thought. We're getting that dealt with.
Yes.
Like, share, subscribe, stay notified, telegraph, tell a baby mama, tell your wrestling fans, tell your baby daddy, tell your sugar mama. You know the deal. Tell everybody to tune in. And of course, if you want to find out where we're all at, go to Linktree, Off the Top Ropes podcast. Stay up to date with the latest from the pod mob. You'll be glad you did. Find the links where you want to listen to your podcast. That's included right here on YouTube and Twitter, or X, as you want to call it. The kids are calling it this these days. It's still going to be Twitter to me. And if you call it Twatter, well.
Twatter.
Sorry about your luck. Okay.
Sorry.
But for folks, you know, you got to show our brand some love. That's why. Did you kick the coffee habit yet? Did you do what I tell you? Do I have to come in and give you a shocking incentive? OTTR Mobs, the promo code, 10% off. Get you a W Energy. Great flavors. Don't crash. You'll thank me later. Of course, we're getting into the spring and summer. Our Dream Alive University, 15% off. You know the promo code, dreamalive.store. And get Solace, 25% off. OTTR Mob, get the bling, get the ding ding. You know the deal.
Get the shades.
Get the shades. And show some love. Also, don't forget, buy some merch from your favorite show.
Please.
Now.
Want to have some fun before the main event?
Before we get started, this past weekend, we finished the fucking story. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would simply like to say this. Cody fucking Rhodes.
Thank you.
Mr. KB, if he's watching, I think he's going to agree with me on this one.
Ooh.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. we got the Bailey. We got the Bailey. We have a new undisputed women's champion. Yes, Courtney and G. Yeah, we have a new undisputed WWE champion.
Coincidence? I think not.
And his name is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, baby.
Yes.
Now that's a headline.
That's way more than a headline, that's for sure.
Sami Zayn, also your new Intercontinental Champion.
Booyah.
There's a clap. But now, pro wrestling continues its wave of momentum, and we're going to dive in that today. But it's shocking. Mm-hmm. You see, Doc, a couple of months ago, like rising from the ashes,
like a phoenix,
Impact transformed itself back into total nonstop action wrestling. Yes. And I'm here to tell you that next week, next Saturday night on pay-per-view from the Palms in Las Vegas.
Vegas! Will be Vegas.
Total Nonstop Action Wrestling presents Rebellion. And in the kickoff show, no slide for this one, folks, we have the Radicals, Trey Miguel, Myron Reed, Zachary taking on ABC, Ace Austin and Chris Bay. And of course, the main show sees Mustafa Ali duking it out against Jake something for the X Division Championship.
Ooh.
Jordan Grace will defend Knockouts World Championship against the number one contender, Steph Dillander. Of course, and it was just confirmed this past week on Impact, Josh Alexander has upped the ante. He takes on Hammerstone, last man standing. And after his betrayal, Eric Young looks for revenge when he goes one-on-one with former friend Frankie Kazarian in Full Metal Mayhem. Speedball Mountain will battle Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers for the gold in the tag team action.
There we go.
Our main event, TNA Champion Moose, will set the belt up on the line when he's defending against the one and only McNemeth. You'd know him as Dolph Ziggler.
Yep.
One more thing I almost forgot. For some weird reason, this was not sent to me until recently. We have also learned that Rich Swann will face Joe Hendry on the program. And, well, the Knockouts Tag Team Championships will be set when Spitfire Danny Luna and Jody Threat, the reigning champs, have to duke it out with the former champs in Havoc and Rosemary of Decay.
Oof.
It seems to me like a stacked card for Rebellion.
Yeah.
And we're going to Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to my inmates is this. What match do you look forward to seeing at Rebellion the most? Do you anticipate a title change? What surprise or surprises could be in store? Could the global IWGP champion Nick Nemeth pull off the impossible and shock the world and take at will? None other than the TNA World Championship from the defending champion Moose in the main.
Moose.
So, folks, good doc, I'm going to start with you. Your thoughts about the card for this one?
Okay, this card looks pretty stacked. It's pretty impressive. That main event match between Moose and Nemeth looks really interesting. I know I'm probably going to have my eye on that one for sure. Mm-hmm. As Nemeth has been on a roll since he arrived in TNA and made his intentions known. Honestly, wouldn't be surprised if Nick Nemeth became the TNA champion, to be honest.
I don't know. I think it could
I don't
be
know either, but
I mean, you could be right. I think it could be a mix of things. But also, please keep in mind
the system.
The system is still lurking in the wings.
Oh yeah.
Here's another thing. A little birdie told me something good. We might not have to be as worried for TNA's well-being.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you know all this. But, well, isn't TNA Wrestling partly owned by Endeavor?
Yes, it is.
Wouldn't that include TKO?
Yes.
Ooh.
It would.
Pray tell, pray tell, pray tell. Well, that just means one thing.
Scott D'Amore's coming back.
Let me talk to you.
We're hoping.
Oh, shucky ducky, quack, quack.
Please, right
please,
now,
please,
I think
please,
Scott D'Amore. I think Scott D'Amore needs a little side trip to a certain place in Jacksonville.
Oh,
that fucker's head out of his ass. It's time to have some fun. Burn it down, brother.
That has a nice ring to it.
Write that down, will you?
Oh, absolutely, we'll write it down. We will.
But to me, fans are feeling like the company is losing some of its luster. No, you're having great card. You're having a good story.
Mm-hmm.
What I think with Scott not being there right now is the company is, because of the fact that Anthem does not want to quote unquote foot the bill and Scott fought it, TNA is in what I call wrestling limbo,
mm-hmm.
where they're doing fine, but they're stuck in that scenario where they're not sure where it's gonna go.
No, they don't.
For me personally, I think what will happen or what should happen is what you could do. Let's get through Rebellion.
Yes.
Because remember, a lot of talent wants Scott back.
They do.
Clear to management.
Yep.
Now, if you were to bring Scott back, here's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The system is running roughshod over all of Impact Wrestling.
Yes.
Somehow you turn Jordynne Grace heel. She joins them. Eventually you turn whoever the Knockouts champ is. Tag champs keep it. Moose keeps it.
Yeah.
Tommy Dreamer doesn't know what to do. Santino doesn't know what to do.
No.
All of a sudden, come in. No camera movement. The two of them look at the at wherever they're looking and go, what the hell are you doing here? You don't know.
Yes, you don't reveal who it is.
By the end of the night on that show, whether it's pay-per-view or an episode of Impact, what you do is you have the system cutting a promo.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be giving a lot of these IWC trolls
emotional damage.
Let me say that one more time with a little more oomph. You're a guest of Serious E.
Emotional damage.
Let me see it. And what you do is you play Team Canada's music.
Ooh.
And out walks Scott D'Amore. And everybody's like, what the hell are you doing here? Scott goes, yeah.
I'm back.
I'll tell you next week. Yeah. He shows up on the following episode of Impact. And what you do is you can book this in such a way. And it starts with Out of Rebellion, where the system controls all the gold by the end of the night.
Right.
That's how you could lead into all this.
Exactly.
So then what you do, and it's just me, bring back Scott. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's where the fun begins. Mm. What you do is you basically throw this at them. You find out from Scott that Anthem really doesn't control TNA anymore.
No, he does.
No, I'm going to get there.
He made the
announcement that earlier today, Anthem now answers to a different boss. Moi. How did that happen? Well, seeing as how Anthem tried to fuck me over, let him cut a shoot, and the last thing he goes and says is, I now own 51 controlling percent of Anthem. TNA is back, and that's not the only stock I have. Boom, 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 boom. Time to play the game.
No, Triple H.
Hunter completely walks out and goes, I crossed the line. Get ready for a ride. And the last thing you hear is that in 2025, after Raw goes to Netflix, congratulations, TNA just made cable one more time.
They go to the USA Network?
If SmackDown isn't there, you have a different network. I think the card as a whole is living up to fans' expectations.
It's what they want.
This is a unique opportunity. We are seeing young talent that have come up in Impact and TNA over the last 5 or 6 years. Really hitting their own.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Edwards, you know, member of the American Werewolves back in the 2000s, Ring of Honor, and then the whole Impact Wrestling bullshit. Fuck you, Dixie Carter. You fucking, never mind.
Dixie Carter, yeah.
Yeah, we already roasted the
the nastiest bitch alive, pretty much.
The MILF who wasn't. We call her the MILF who wasn't.
Meta!
Dixie Carter.
Dummy, yeah, you blew it. Dummy, yeah, you choked. Dummy, yeah, I think you lost it.
Yeah. But we'll leave it at her. We already roasted the broads.
We do. Yeah.
Although I did find a lingering piece of her the other day. God.
Oh, God damn.
I'll say this. It was kind of tasty.
Yikes.
But overall for the card, I look forward to seeing where they're going to go with this.
Exactly.
I think in the weeks and months ahead, we're going to get somewhere fun. We're going to be somewhere unique.
Oh, yeah. Definitely going to be interesting.
Now, with Nick Nemeth holding the IWGP Global Championship. Mm-hmm. Oh, and shout out to Jon Moxley for defeating Tatsuya Naito to become the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
He's right here.
I'll be interested to see what they're going to do next, but my issue is this. Is New Japan heading into another dark age, and will they have to lean on TNA and other promotions to help build new talent?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
It has been.
So I think you could see for TNA some crossovers.
Yeah.
But I think with Rebellion, you're getting that generic.
Just you know the main what I'm saying? Roster, not just the main roster, no special appearances by
anyone. Yeah, you're getting a generic.
Yeah.
You're getting the generic, which is what you want. Mm-hmm. You want that the most.
Yeah, I mean, the last pay-per-view had like Okada in there and some other people.
Yes. So it made me.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony. Pony.
If I could just find Usi one.
Usi. Okay.
I'm. God damn.
Usi with it.
Barry Usi with it. We need that. I mean, Sami Zayn is the new IC champ, so
he is.
Hey, Blackheart, I love you to death, brother. We need the Usi clip one time.
Give us the Usi clip, just once.
We need it somehow. See, even Michael Cole agrees. He's not
agreeing with us.
So now, overall, I think this card will be interesting. The TNA pay-per-views, I have to say, they've been getting a lot better over the last month over month. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying they weren't while they were still impacted under the Impact Wrestling name as they were branded still. Mm-hmm. But over the last couple of years, you've seen that the talent's more invested. They're starting to get their hands a little dirty.
Oh, yeah.
So it's looking.
They're digging in there.
They're looking more and more happier.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, boy. Like,
Bruh.
Okay, who left my freaking. Somebody left the study open.
Oh, God.
I'm not worried about it.
I thought I told the other guy to lock the door to it.
I'm here, so nobody's going to have
a problem. Oh, weak ass on my feet.
Ain't nobody going to have a problem with it. But
no.
To me, I think this. I like that Speedball's in a tag, but at some point he's going to break away. Right. I think Speedball will go solo once again sooner than later. I think this is a.
I mean, I will be honest. I think Trent Seven is a good mentor to him, can really help him out because Trent's had experience in tag teams with Tyler Bate. And, you know, he and Tyler and Pete Dunne were British Strong Style in NXT UK and all that. So I think Trent Seven can help Speedball enormously. So when he does go solo, look out.
Yeah.
He's coming. He is coming.
I will say this much.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Full to me, the match that I think everybody's going to try to top is going to be Full Metal Mayhem, Eric Young and Frankie.
Oh, Kizaru, yeah,
because
that's going to be good.
You didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't see Frankie Kazarian turn around and just haul off on Eric Young.
Damn,
I mean, that the night he turned heel, I sat there as soon as Kazarian did it, I went, yep,
upset the established order. Everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's fear.
And I was afraid that it could get lost in the shuffle.
It could, but it looks like it's standing out.
But it's standing out on its own because of what you now have.
Mm-hmm.
You had Eric Young up to ante in Full Metal Mayhem. So the question is going to be, to me, I think, where do we go from here?
Upset the established order, and everything becomes
chaos.
Now we're talking.
I think that's going to be the match that steals the show.
It probably will.
We have all, throughout the 20-plus year history of TNA,
mm-hmm.
I'm never going to call it Impact Wrestling. To quote Paul Heyman from his Hall of Fame speech, if you think for a minute I will for one day, I have for 20 years called TNA Wrestling, Impact Wrestling since 2010, Bruce Pritchard, no offense, Vince Russo, much offense, Dixie, yeah. Nobody wants to sleep with your milf ass, Carter, suck my fucking goddamn dick.
There is no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, John Cena, he's sure about that.
Bruce, hurry, Rachel's gonna die.
Okay, yes. You can suck my fucking dick, because I'm going to tell you something. It was TNA Wrestling when they started. They removed the NWA label. It's going to stay that way. In the 20-plus years, at one time or another, we have all seen a Full Metal Mayhem match.
Mm-hmm.
And we all fucking know how often those things get gory.
Really gory.
Prime example, children. Barbed wire tables.
Ooh, not the barbed wire.
That's one minute of power.
The barbed wire tables.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Coincidence? I think not.
Definitely not a coincidence.
Yeah. Here's the rub.
That's one minute of power.
I won't be surprised. If I see, I don't know.
Two or three barbed wire tables.
Two, three barbed wire tables, maybe a barbed wire bat, or a table with barbed wire set on fire.
This is over, not over. I'm betting not over.
Not by a long shot.
Oh, it won't be over by a long shot.
No.
I'll tell you something. I am anticipating straight up how this one will end.
Oh, yeah. Blood.
There will be blood.
There'll be burns.
Somebody's going to get burned.
Yep.
Somebody's going to the hospital.
Nice. Somebody's going to get stitches in his forehead.
It's just a fact of life.
Is it?
Yeesh, Pengers. How corny can you get?
But now, I want to say before I wrap this up, shout out to my homegirl, Jody Threat. She's part of a major company now and a tag champ. Jody Threat, I started following her a number of years ago. She reached out to me somehow.
Oh, cool.
Started following me first. I guess she knew I was a fan of independent wrestling. Nice. I've been following her for a long time. Jody Threat, you are long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk about you at some point in the not-too-distant future, maybe for the season finale.
Probably.
You never know.
Good luck to you and Danny Luna at Rebellion.
Danny Luna and you at Rebellion. I'm anticipating you retaining. Folks, if you haven't seen a TNA pay-per-view, my suggestion to you is next Saturday, it's live. Pay-per-view live from Las Vegas at the Palms Casino.
Viva Las Vegas.
It's going to be a good one. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do. Well, Peter Birdie said we might get a little surprise in terms of the rain. Not for the Rebellion, but for maybe another show. All I'm going to say is it's not limits, it's no limits, and it's got six sides.
Oh, whoa.
For a one-time only deal, if they decide to.
One time.
It's scheduled for one vault.
One vault?
Christy.
Yes.
I think the women of NXT are about to get a very big boost. Would you like to tell the good people at home what's going on?
Absolutely. This last week at NXT Stand and Deliver, the GM, Ava, announced that the women are getting an NXT Women's North American Championship. There it is. That looks pretty damn awesome. Some of the people I think could win, Tatum Paxley.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see about that. Sol Ruka. Another Giggity. One. There you go. And of course, there's Fallon Henley.
Very cool.
Uh huh. Then another one in here. There you go. Nikita Lyons. there you go. Kalani Jordan could win as well. There you go. And of course, Lash Legend of Metaphor is one of them. Forgot about Jakara Jackson and a few others, but mm-hmm.
Kiata James is another.
Yeah, Kiana Jane.
JC Jane,
Gigi Dolan, Ariana Grace.
Yep. Now,
yeah. I would have said Cora Jade, but she's still rehabbing from a knee injury.
Yeah, Cora Jade won't be back.
I think Cora has way loftier expectations, like the NXT Women's title. For
she's going to go for Roxanne Perez.
Yeah, she's definitely aiming for Roxanne. That's for sure.
Now, something that I think people at home probably are not aware of. Right. Is we do not know the status of Nikki the Lyons in terms of
whether or not she can participate in this or not.
I know she's been very active doing podcasts, mm-hmm. live streams on Instagram.
Yep.
She did something a couple of weeks ago with Booker mm-hmm. T on his show. Mm-hmm. But we don't know the extent. So I want to see her back.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's long overdue.
She is.
But if the powers that be are feeling she's too injury prone, we got a different problem here.
Yeah, we do. They may have to say, look, I know you want to be a part of it, but you could get hurt. So we're going to have to pull you back.
No, I'm saying, I think they turn around and say, hey, you're going to be doing something different with the WWE.
You're going to the main roster?
No.
Training?
That'd be part of it. I think you might end up having to do what you're doing with Ava.
Put her in an authority figure role.
Potentially.
I mean, Ava's doing it. Shout out to Ava, by the way. She's doing a great job as the NXT.
Well, we all know. What we don't know is why Ava is not in the ring.
I've what heard it's because of knee. I think past ACL injuries.
So her knee is why she can't run. Anymore.
Maybe she hasn't openly talked about it yet, but that's the suspicion.
Well, we could get. So here's my thoughts and philosophy on how to play that off. If we get a go ahead that she is able to wrestle at some point in the not too distant future,
right?
Let's say Ava decides to stick her nose in the women's championship match hunt, steals the gold. Regal comes out, goes, okay, bitch. I got a solution to this.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Lyons. Come here, please.
Yeah.
Rats up, and when we're done, I'll handle the rats.
Right.
To me personally, bringing the women you can call it a mid card.
You could.
You needed that a long time ago.
Yes.
The reason is. I like that the women in AEW have the TBS championship.
Yes.
It gives them a proving ground mm-hmm. to see where they are. Now, there have been some women in AEW who haven't had a chance to shine
right.
like that. Some of them haven't needed it. Right. I think in NXT, we're going to see who they crown as the first
yep.
in the weeks ahead. I will say Electra Lopez would have been a great
She got called up to the main roster.
But the main roster.
Del Fantasma.
I think if Cora Jade didn't get hurt,
mm-hmm.
she would have done well. And that would give everybody a taste of, okay, we know she's good. We know she can talk. Let's put the belt on her
mm-hmm.
and she sell the house.
Yes.
That's the true test. Mm-hmm. Stand and Deliver was the right place to do it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to argue that with anybody. I think you put that right where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will say to you is you're going off the generic look of the men's belt.
With the white strap instead
of the white strap. I wouldn't go with the white strap.
I go with like a gold strap or something. Uh-uh. Black?
Nope.
Ooh.
Red, white, blue.
Oh, there you go.
Throw the American flag colors on it. Or because you're doing all of North America, you can do the American flag on part of it, Canada on part of it, and then like
Mexico
and whatever on it as well.
Yeah.
Because there you go. Mm-hmm. All of North America.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. You just finished it.
Yeah.
That by doing that, you would represent all three areas of North America.
Yep.
And you would be able to do it that way. I think that would be a phenomenal design. Yeah. I don't know how you incorporate all of it well, given the leather, that amount of leather and spacing you'll have to work with.
Yeah.
I know the American flag would have to be in the center where you have the big plaque for from the belt.
They'd have to get really, really creative. They have to get really
extremely creative. I mean,
exactly.
You have no time for
can't miss comedy, folks.
Yeah, pretty much. You don't have any time for comedy.
No, you don't. No.
What?
And one of the things that I think will really set it apart would be the manner in which you do the championship.
You could do a tournament. Yeah.
I think if you do a tournament, I think here's how you could do it. You could do it one of two ways, single eliminator or we get a tournament. It's a series of matches. We get down to three. We do what Paul Heyman would do from time to time and have a three-way dance.
Ooh.
But the three-way dance is not a typical triple threat. No. For those who don't know, okay, a three-way dance is a triple threat, but with a different set of rules.
Yeah.
It's three walk in, only one comes out.
Yeah.
There's two pinfalls, two submissions. Not on the same individual, of course, but it's three competitors, two eliminations.
Yeah.
One inaugural champion.
Yes.
I think that would be beautiful.
Work.
I think that would be something unique to create and come up with. I think the design for the belt is very
lackluster.
And to me, I mean, I'm excited for it, but you know.
No.
No.
You got to come up with some new designs.
The belts are getting to be too much. It's like copy and paste, pretty much. It's getting ridiculous. We agree with you, Bailey. It is laughable.
It's laughable because, I mean, if you think about it, I am so happy that the women in NXT are going to get that secondary championship.
Yeah.
Yes, the golden prize will always be the big belt,
yes.
the head of the division.
Yeah.
I understand that. But a secondary title, what that is always meant to be, is that workhorse to push a talent that wants that top spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's can I get in the ring and hang with that big name star?
Yeah.
I think, to summarize it,
coincidence? I think not.
It's no coincidence that this has been going on forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, in all honesty, and I have to tell you, I want to find the words, but I think this should summarize what I think about the belt designs.
Wow. What a boring story. There's one thing I can't stand. It's someone boring.
We had in the Attitude Era, the Brahma Bull belt, the Smoking Skull belt.
Yeah.
So we need to get a little bit creative here.
Yeah. No more of this copy and paste crap. Copy and paste
is getting bland.
Land.
I mean, look at what they did. Look at Impact over the, or look at what they did throughout TNA. You had different alliterations of the belts over the years. You didn't stay to a copy and paste.
Yeah.
Now, for a short while, they did because production and
Dixie Carter. All had to do with this.
Unwanted MILF, skink ass, bitch ass hoe, fucked it all up. But with Scott, he saw, okay, I'm re-resurrecting the brand name to TNA. I need to do something drastic. Look at what they were able to do and create.
They created a media belt. Beautiful belts.
All the belts in TNA are brand new. They're beautiful. This to me is like like you said, it's a generic copy and paste. I mean, where's...
There's no passion. There is no vision. There is no aggression. There is no fucking mindset in this football club.
No.
Seriously.
So come on.
That's one minute of power. That's one minute of power.
What's your imagination?
When it comes to the belts, right now in WWE, all I gotta say is...
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
What?
Suck.
Oh, shucky ducky, quack, quack.
They ain't shit.
They ain't shit.
I mean, I get it. We're entering a new chapter in WWE. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I'm going to give everybody some time. But mother. Fuck.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm going to be taking the center stage for a minute. But
go for it.
All right. Y'all have seen a couple of mini rants over the last couple of weeks. I didn't think I'd have another one. God damn. God fucking damn it. This is one of the reasons why I get pissed. Have some original-fucking-ality when it comes to championship designs. And I'm not just picking on WWE. I have seen them try to do this with the women's belt in AEW. And let me be clear. Gotta come up with something a little better. TNA knows what they were doing. They've been doing that shit for two fucking decades, folks. Fuck. Hell, New Japan did that with their world championship. Then they introduced the global. You had the... around everybody. But my point is... My point is this. Creative, get your head out of your taint and design me something that's going to pop. If we're going to distinguish between the brands, here's an idea. Here's a thought. NXT keeps the white straps for all their belts. Blue goes to SmackDown. All championship belts on Raw have the red strap.
Yep.
Plain and simple. Don't make fun of me. I could fucking care less. You want to do something different and special and set the belts apart? Hi, I just gave you a motherfucking gold mine. Imagine the new World Heavyweight Championship. Shout out to Damian Priest. Hang on, that deserves a formal clap.
Yep.
A big time for me. Clap for
me. Yep. Yes!
Okay. Imagine that belt with a red strap.
Oh, God, that would be fire.
Okay. So.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, Cena, we're sure about that. Shut up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Apparently, we can't see him, so I don't know who that was. Fucking. But, Jesus fucking Christ. Explain to me why the belts have been so bland. It's copy and paste. Overall, this is going to be a great, great, great addition for the women in NXT.
Yeah.
We're going to get some good matches. And I also think, Christy, wasn't there a certain woman that arrived at Stand and Deliver from Stardom?
Julia.
Uh-huh.
She was in the crowd, baffled at what she was looking at, but I think that's something she's got to get used to because how we cheer wrestlers on here in the States is way different than what she's used to at Stardom in Japan.
So get prepared, folks.
Get ready.
You could get her as your non-world champion.
I think
this could set the tone for the women's division getting a much-needed reboot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that it didn't, but let's face it. Mr. Walt Disney off of Wish.com was never really all that great.
Yeesh, Pengers. How corny can you get?
Yeah, I said it, Vince McMahon. You Jesus. Still look like Walt Disney off of Wish.com. That goddamn porno mustache, you old fuck.
That's so gross. So gross.
We'll get into that another day.
No.
But no. I got to say this.
Yes.
And I really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, to me, and I want the chats, I want the inmates to comment about this.
Let us know.
Let us know. What do you think about bringing forth another championship for the women's division? I want to know, do you think it's smart for the women to be the North American championship? Do you think it should be a different type of championship?
Right.
What design would you like that to see? I don't care if you comment after we go to commercial here shortly.
Right.
But I want to know. Yep. Made me cry too, Courtney. Same. Believe in me. Same. I want to know. Do you think that we should have had a different design for this belt? I'm getting pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting aggravated.
And no imagination for belt creation here.
Yeah, and I really don't feel like putting a belt creating rant in the chair. I mean, fuck.
No.
I already had to put the entire Judgment Day.
You did.
I want to do that. It was bad enough having to clean that bastard. Jesus Christ.
Can't miss comedy, folks.
This is the shortest thing ever.
This music is so good. I hope to that one.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
But, you know, my point is, for the love of fucking God, ladies and gentlemen,
please
have some originality here.
Please.
I mean, shit, Cody's hinting at wanting to redo the current belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I didn't like
I hope he does.
I like the big winged eagle, you know, the one that Austin and Taker and Rock fought for in the Attitude Era.
And have those not beautiful American Nightmare side plates right on it.
I was not a massive fan of that winged eagled one. It just didn't. I'm more of the, when it comes to a belt, I want it to pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell, I don't give one flying fuck if he reached into the archives and decided to put his own twist on the NWA.
Oh, jeez.
As in the big gold. Not what they currently have.
Right, the different one.
The old NWA WCW championship, the one that Flair introduced back in the late 80s, and put a unique spin on that for this day and age.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would incorporate it per se.
I know you better have those beautiful American Nightmare side plates on it at least.
Well,
that would be nice.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, if we went really retro, as Cody would like, and we went back to the old nameplates, I wouldn't mind that. I think one thing you need to do is somehow make the nameplate pop.
Yeah.
That
because if you look at the AEW World Title Belt, the nameplate on that one's kind of small.
Yeah,
you can't really see it.
They're trying something with Samoa Joe with his side plate, so
that's
kind of beneficial.
His side plates are on it. I mean,
we're gonna take a quick break. I want you to get your snacks. I want you to get your alcohol. Get you some Dubby. You can mix a little bit of the Dubby with me. No. Because when we come back, my analyze this chamber opened and I got me a great match out of that one. We're going to go to a point in the Attitude Era where this had never happened before. It was babyface versus babyface. First time I'd ever been seen. It was the Texas Rattlesnake defending the WWF Championship at SummerSlam 1998 on the Highway to Hell against none other than Hall of Famer, the Phenom, The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Inside Madison Square Garden, sold out. Pray tell, pray tell. There were two other Hall of Fame legends in that. They were in a ladder match at that pay-per-view too. Oh yeah, that's Triple H and The Rock for the Intercontinental title. That's what we're going to talk about from that
yes.
one. It's going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker, WWF Championship on the line. This is when Austin had introduced the Smoking Skull belt weeks prior. So folks, grab your drinks, grab your booze, grab your dubby, get your popcorn. If you're having a steak dinner, save me a plate. I'll be there after. Don't forget the main event of the night, Trent Beretta. You motherfucker, you stab your friends in the back, and that's a 10-4, no, no, nay, nay. This shit ain't over by a long shot, motherfucker. No. You all thought I didn't have a rant in me? Just wait. So when we get back from commercial, I think it's safe to say, strap yourselves in. So see you after the break. Doc will see you after the break. Well,
Wrestling buddies from Tonka. Funk'em, bop'em. Wrestling buddies are looking for action.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Nothing, Dad.
Who do you think you are?
Jack Hogan.
Wrestling buddies want to be your buddy.
Henry, what's going on up there?
Nothing, dear.
WWF Wrestling Buddies, new from Tonka. He sold separately.
When you have no your heart.
Oh, doggy, sound doggy, half dozen dogs, hot dogging, doing the dog, double time. So what's on face Rick Steiner wear on his dog?
Look, let's be honest. Where do most of the other wrestling hotlines get their news? From the Wrestling Fans Hotline, and so can you. All you've got to do is call every day, 1-900-230-1133. You'll hear the most up-to-date news on the world of wrestling possible. And not only that, it is the only hotline that allows you, the fan, to participate. Call from a touchtone phone, and you can leave a message for your favorite wrestler. That's right. Talk back to the wrestlers right here on the Wrestling Fans Hotline.
Every Monday night, it's the Wrestling News Wire with Joe Pedicino. On Tuesday night, go behind the scenes with the Locker Room Confidential and Bonnie Blackstone. On Wednesday, you get to vote on Wrestling Point Counterpoint with Rich Mancuso. On Thursday night, it's the Rumble Seat starring Tony Rumble. Friday night, you'll hear the lighter side of the ring with Adam Smash. On Saturday, it's Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Bill After and the PWI Report. And on Sunday, hear yourself on Voice of the Fans. It's $2 a minute, and kids, make sure your parents know you're calling. Find out what's going on in the world of wrestling on the Wrestling Fans Hotline.
Well, apparently, I did not know this, but back then we had to tell our parents, we had to let them know that we were calling, and they charged us $2 a minute. Damn, you kids have a good today. Welcome back.
But now, I didn't have that growing up, so.
Wow.
My parents did like, no.
Well, what are you going to do?
True.
Today, we're going to take a trip down memory lane inside to analyze this chamber. And my lovely chambers always open up with something good every single time. Mm-hmm. But this week, we're going back to the summer of the birth of the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
It's SummerSlam 1998, mm-hmm. Madison Square Garden. The main event is the Texas Rattlesnake versus The Undertaker for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
Ooh.
And we're going on the highway to hell. This match began.
Sorry.
WrestleMania 14 to become the World Wrestling Federation champion. Leading into this match, Undertaker would be going into a longtime feud with his brother Kane, up to and including a 24-hour night with Kane as the World Wrestling Federation champion after the infamous Hell in a Cell threat of being busted open and set himself on fire. Mm-hmm. You know, you know. We'll talk about that at another point in time. But this match was intense. This was a time where two babyfaces were duking it out over the world championship, and that barely really ever happened in professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. This was one of those very first matches that it had actually ever taken place. Fans didn't know who to cheer or boo for. These two went back and forth and went at it. But at the end of the night, Austin would hit the stunner to deliver the 1-2-3 to the Rattlesnake, to the Dead Man, and become still your world heavyweight champion. But it was the highway to hell that would spark something months later.
Mm.
This would set the tone towards the end of 1998 that would help jigger that little ball of flame.
Ooh.
That would become known as the Ministry of Darkness. Now, as you can see in this slide, not only had Taker in his but his hand. Not only in that photo, to close that out, did you see Taker holding the belt?
Yep.
That's the Smoking Skull belt.
Ooh.
So, like I said before the break, belt creators, do better.
More imagination, please.
You're welcome. Anyway, to me, this match was as intense as it could possibly be. You had a sold-out Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the night, Hunter and Rock went at it in a ladder match for the Intercontinental title, which Rock would lose.
Yes.
Ooh. Congratulations to Triple H that night were in order. But overall, this match began to set the tone to drive us to seeing The Undertaker eventually turning heel once again, realigning with Paul Bearer, and breathing life into his character once again, and forming the Lord of Darkness, which would then in turn create the Ministry of Darkness. The gothic phase that we have come to know and love in pop culture and in the world, The Undertaker began it.
Yes.
So to me, as a whole, this match was historic and unique because you look at it, if you look at it, and my inmates really look at this match.
Look at it.
Two baby faces duking it out over the title. Who the hell are you cheer for? It was two good guys at the time. You're in the age of the you're basically in the middle of the anti-hero conversion.
and had never been done before.
Never.
I think that this match, to me, was one of the better matches of Austin's and Taker's career in that year, because you were, let's try and travel a year prior. We had the screw job with Brett.
Yep.
We had the issue where Austin had his neck broke. We didn't know if he was going to make that his career would be where it was. Taker was just getting his groove as a anti-hero slash babyface. Mm. Because the heel turn from Paul Bearer and everything else with Mankind. Okay? And a few months prior to this match, you had the infamous Hell in the Cell.
Oh, yeah.
So, folks, you have to remember, you are at a time where you are knee-deep into building the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
This was not expected. Two baby faces were not expected. And to this day, as much as we like to shit on the old man here, Walt Disney off of Wish.com.
Right.
I will say, to me, this was one of his better matches.
It was.
Austin, and you can disagree with me in the chat if you like. Tell me why you disagree. But
let us know. Doesn't that seem kind of crazy? No, we're not crazy. Doesn't that seem kind of crazy to you? Not crazy in that regard, no.
Okay. So to me, I think that it turned out better than people would have thought. I mean, hell.
Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at?
I didn't laugh at anything. Because
I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing because I truly do think this was one of those matches where you sat there and you had to think, okay, how do I talk?
How do I
really? And this was one of those, okay, if I'm going to put the stamp of approval, I got to go through Taker. We all know that he was the
man. Stick. Yep.
I'll say that.
Yep.
That's where it came down to. So time will tell. But I want to ask the chat, give us your thoughts.
Let us know.
Usually the chat's rather engaging.
They are. I don't know what's going on.
I think maybe they're still, you guys are all, I want to know, are y'all still coming off that big ass high from Cody Rhodes finishing his story and starting a new one?
Yeah. You
know, that cigarette, was it like a big orgasm? Really good sex? I mean, y'all are usually pretty engaged this week. You're rather quiet. I'm kind of shocked.
I'm kind of surprised. I am too. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, this is the first.
Yeah, we only had Courtney in here. I mean,
usually we have every. I mean, usually, you know,
even Blackheart's in here sometimes.
Yeah, I think maybe everybody's having that. Like I said, maybe you're having that post Cody orgasm and that cigarette going. Oh, yeah.
God damn, that was great.
Oh, I'm ready for well, let me tell you something. I'm going to make our new women's champion call me Poppy. That's the damn thing. Is she going to be doing?
Yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
But we're going to be
riding. While you call let me ride that donkey. Okay, ride that
donkey. Coincidence? I think not.
No.
I beg to differ, bitch.
Me too.
Anyway, so to me personally, I think, how do I want to put it? I think Austin and Taker at SummerSlam was once in a lifetime match where you don't see two baby faces very often.
No.
Usually do get out. Like, there's times where you know they will, but then there's times where it's like, I don't know. And you didn't get that.
You didn't get it.
This was Taker and Austin going at it over the world championship. And for once, I truly think this was Taker's method of putting his stamp of, this is somebody you guys will approve. And I mean, I'm not saying he didn't have it to begin with, But Taker finally putting that final stamp was that, okay, this motherfucker's going to carry the company.
Yeah, this dude has what it takes.
This dude's got it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got the fans behind him, this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's going to argue. I mean, you didn't. I mean, if you tune into WCW, I mean, this is what you got.
There's no passion. There is no vision. There is no aggression. There is no fucking mindset in this football club.
You got none of it in WCW.
You're
dying.
Knee fucking deep, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So overall, very well done. I loved that they were in the garden.
Couldn't have thought of a better place for something like that.
You had SummerSlam there, WrestleManias, other pay-per-views, Raws and shit.
Yeah.
But a fun fact.
Yeah.
The opening song for that main event.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. 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 Boom, boom, boom.
What is it?
Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to sing it.
Okay.
Living easy, loving free, season ticket on a one-way ride.
I swear I'm trying to remember who it is. Oh, God.
Everything in my stride. Don't need a reason. Don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing I'd rather do. Going down, party time. My friends are gonna be there too. Yeah. Ow. I'm on the highway.
Oh, yeah. AC/DC.
On the high. Thank you. There you go. Yes.
I was trying to remember. It was
nicknamed. My God. The show was nicknamed the Highway to Hell.
There
because
you go.
Of the fact that not only were you going up against The Undertaker, and you had two Hellraisers in both Taker and Austin.
Yep.
But AC/DC, shit. You were introducing a group of fans to AC/DC's music who may not have known who they were.
Right, exactly.
And
I mean, I probably didn't know about the Black Album, about, you know, Razor's Edge. TNT, Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt, Cheap, they didn't.
Thunderstruck, Shoot
Thunderstruck,
the
yeah.
I mean, and damn. Here's the fun fact about
Shook Me All Night Long. There we go.
Shook me all night. Yeah, you shook me. I'd like to do that to Nikita Lyons.
Damn.
Mella.
I'll give him this.
Emotional, damn it.
And that. Yes, Bugs Bunny, I'm doing what I want.
Coincidence? I think not.
What?
Fuck you,
but I'm gonna tell you. Not only did it do that, what this particular match did as a whole is it continued the evolution of both Austin and Taker to the extent of here's where it went.
Okay.
Highway to Hell. Slowly but surely, by the end of the year, remember what you saw on Raw.
Yeah.
That people were making such a big controversial deal. Like, oh, it's a life crucifixion and blah, 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 blah. Give me a fucking break. Get over it.
Yes.
No. You saw The Undertaker handcuff Austin to his iconic symbol, raise it up over the Tron, set pyro off. Nobody got burnt. God
Thank
bless.
God.
But guess what? It set the tone to breathe both the Ministry of Darkness and eventually we all knew who the higher power had to have been. At least Austin didn't end up like this.
At least he didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, or, you know, at least we know we had to send this message.
It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
That's true. Everything burns.
Yeah, but ask yourself this, okay? You know what the healing power is?
You're crazy.
Did you ever heard of the healing power of laughter?
Wait a minute. Wait.
I've heard it.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't happen often. But we have a surprise knocking on my door.
Ooh.
I give you one half, well, one third of the commission talk.
Oh.
He is the American prodigy.
Oh.
Give you.
Warren
Marlowe.
What's up?
What's
How's
up?
Everyone going?
Brother, what are you doing? You came and knocking on my door.
Knock, knock, knock.
What's up, buddy?
Decided to pop in. What's going on?
So we're diving into the 1998 infamous SummerSlam Austin and how that match, while historic, it was something that was never done before. You had two babyfaces duking it out for the world title. But if you go back and look at what happened post-match, eventually you saw Taker turn heel,
right?
Sacrifice Austin, and it slowly bled into 99, the rise of the ministry, the Acolytes, Midian. Please not, don't give us.
Scariest version of Taker, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't joke about it. Everybody was scared of Chucky, Freddy, and all them. Taker,
motherfucker, please! I was the one laughing at him.
Yeah.
Taker was mine, buddy. Them eyes rolled the back of your head. Those ain't normal. So no. That was mine.
No.
Nowadays, you don't even get afraid of Taker doing that shit.
No.
No. Well, I've been in the ring with him and stuff, so no.
Oh, you've actually stepped in the ring with
Well, he popped in on an indie show during a match of mine, and all I heard is Tombstone. Like, the lights went out, all this, and you know an indie show, so if the lights go out in an indie show, that's it. Lights are out on the indie show. Yeah. So I'm already having the mask, so my eyes are already covered. So I hear Tombstone. And I'm looking at the guy. I'm like, hold on. When the hell did he get a deep voice? Like, the guy I'm working. I'm like, when did he have a deep voice? The guy had a squeaky voice.
Oh, no.
I turn around. I kid you not. I felt like I was going up a backwards, upside down elevator. Because all I could see, in the glimpse of my mask, basically, I'm just seeing white lights just going straight up. I'm like, what in the hell is this? And when I got dropped, it was the most nicest drop ever. But then I just, the only way I knew it was somebody that clearly wasn't the guy that I was wrestling, because one dude ain't 7 foot tall, but I'm seeing a tongue stick straight out.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, hell no. So like, I'm taking this pin, even though he ain't even in the match, whatever.
Right.
So I'm just taking this pin, and I mean, my title was on the line. So luckily the promotion never found out I lost it. But I'm sitting there looking at this, tongue sticking straight out. I mean, this thing was like that damn long. I was just like, who the hell? And he's like, good job, kid.
That's when you realize.
Didn't get in the back, and then all of a sudden he said, and then he gave me like a high five. He said, good job, kid. Like, I didn't even know who it was. Like, it was pitch dark. Like, it was terrifying. I was terrified because I'm already having a mask, so it's covered. Going into this thing, and I'm just like trying. Luckily, the lights were off, so I just took my damn mask off. No one saw it. Jarred it out. But yeah, that's my infamous Taker story.
Oh, jeez.
Now, did you ever get a chance to be in the ring with Austin?
Shit.
You're like, nope, I wish.
Nope.
I don't think he's ever really done indie shows. Ever since he was in WWE, he never did indie shows.
Yeah, he never really did much.
I was doing it.
Rock, obviously, you know.
The Rock.
But
yeah.
I still haven't seen that guy. But I've seen Austin. Seen Austin in person on a show, whatever, but
yeah,
not seen. But
right.
Rock, nah. I've seen everybody else but him.
Oh, so you've never done anything with The Rock? Well,
nope.
Rock,
I'm retired.
Doing an indie show. I got something to
you
say.
You ain't shit.
That's true.
You can't talk about the GOAT like that, okay? That's the
hey,
GOAT.
Hey, right?
That's the GOAT.
I'm fighting.
Nobody at his age. Hold on. We're going to get in a little rant with this. Nobody at his age could do exactly what he did that night one. I'm sorry.
I will give you that.
Bumped his ass off. Got himself prepared for it. And he's even going to have another run with us. Like, that's still unreal to hear.
Well, if Taker's body wasn't so banged up, I guarantee you he would.
He would have.
Taker needs to stop.
He does.
I heard his knee pop when he gave me the pile driver.
Oh,
that was before he did that match in Australia with
no kidding.
Retired.
Well, I'm here to tell
DX,
you.
DX, basically.
I think 98 and 99 were the year where it started with Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I think SummerSlam, this match, SummerSlam 98, all and through 99 up until he walked out.
Yeah, right, wink, wink.
Is where he really fucked his body up hard.
Yeah.
I mean, we know he had the eye socket from Mabel and all that
mm-hmm.
a couple years before, but I think 98 and 99 is where he went harder and harder and harder.
Yep.
And it did.
Well, that's because they gave him an opportunity. That was the thing. They finally gave
took
him
it
an
out.
Opportunity and stuff like that, and he he took the ball. Like,
he
that Austin 316 promo was not planned. Like, that came off the lip. That's what a lot of people don't realize. That came off the lip. Like, Austin just – he watched Jake the Snake's promo, and he saw he threw a Bible verse in. He's like, I got you. And
he
was already pissed. I think he was pissed about something with that whole it was something that he was pissed off about, and he just went on a full rant. That was basically him having a rant for that promo.
Jeez.
So that's
but
the
it's
funny
iconic
story
now.
With that one. Yeah, like everybody – I've talked to – what's the guy's name? The long-haired guy. Fucking – Michael something, I can't remember his name. One of the free
Michael
birds.
P.S. Hayes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Michael has actually been on a couple of indie shows, and he just literally said, like, yes, Austin just went on a rant, and that was actually one of the best promos that he's ever delivered. So
that's the promo that put him in.
Oh,
him
that promo is what
status,
put him over,
pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so, now, before we get to our illustrious main event, then we out of his fucking misery. Quick question. And I want to ask Warren this.
Okay.
You think it's time I fried?
We're talking about it first.
Time to fry who?
Matthew and Nicholas Jackson.
Oh God.
Please let us do it, Warren. Come on. Hi, KB.
Oh, Warren wants to be a part of that?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Hey, KB, what's up?
I don't like these guys, man. Okay, I've met them a couple of times. Hang on.
Folks, I'm giving Warren the floor for a moment. We're going to have an exclusive. Seeing as how I just proposed this and he wants involvement, Warren, next week, how about I let you
flip I've got a show, bro. I got a show. I ain't going to be able to
do damn it.
Oh, damn
I've
it.
Got a show. I'm not going to be able to do this. You got me today. That's it. That's it today.
Well, all I can say is
I
if you want.
In. That's it.
Do you have anything you want to say to him now just as a little dose of what's going to come?
I've never liked him in the beginning. I know Cody used to back for him a lot. But Matt and Nicholas, I mean – if you like their style, I just feel like they were the reason why there's so much heartache when it comes to watching pro wrestling, especially storytelling wise. Athletes, I never believed they were, but I mean, those guys did have cardio out of this world. But my thing was make the moves make sense. And I felt like they kind of deteriorated all that in pro wrestling. So that's just my opinion. So I'm being nice about it.
Well, folks, you got an exclusive. Warren's being nice about the Young Bucks, but
tune in next somebody week. Finally finished his story, and he's been nice to me, so I'm not gonna rat his buddies out today.
Yeah, well, you won't, which I respect that, but given the last
shout out to the Nightmare Prodigies. We could have
yeah.
Oh, he wanted to be part of the Nightmare Prodigy.
That's what we came up with before I got hurt.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Well, maybe you should reach back out and say, yo, Cody.
If you didn't watch the episode that was taking place last night with my wife, you would know I'm not allowed to be fully booked right now.
Oh,
I didn't catch the last of it. Why can't
you? No. You didn't miss anything then.
I need to watch it.
No. Wait a minute. You can't be fully booked because of what I think I'm thinking of right now?
No. I'm not allowed to be fully booked like I used to be in that wrestling schedule. Because I used to be every weekend, taking at least 2 to 3 shows a week. So now she wants me just locally, and I can go maybe somewhat out of the state, but that's it. Can't go too far. No more.
They want me home.
Is it because of what I think it is?
The girls want me home, man. The girls want me home.
The girls want you home, but I think I know the other reason.
Don't know, and I'm not even answering.
No. I ain't talking about getting freaky, you smart ass.
No.
She caught me off guard on these.
Oh, no.
I'm saying I think it's because they don't want to see you get hurt.
That's true.
Yep.
I had a hunch. Man.
Yep. Don't want to be like a Big E right now. So, yeah.
No, yeah. Shout out to Big E. We hope,
love you, Big E.
Big E, unfortunately, has confirmed that he may or may not be getting back in the ring. His neck is still not 100.
He could. He got the same thing I did. He could. It's just the fact that he would have to do the extra mile just to get back into it.
Right.
I think he's more settled now. I mean, he got it at a high level. So, I mean, Big E's pretty much taken care of. He's going to be working for WWE regardless. Yes. So, I think he got his title. That's really what it was. Big E finally got that one moment, even though obviously he could have had more and stuff like that. I just didn't see any more of what he needed to do. Which, I say that now, and I was like adamant I was never going back. I was never going to put myself through this pain again, and now I'm part-time. Per se. Yeah. I'm part time.
Yeah.
On the indie schedule. if they make sense.
Well, by the way, this news just broke. Vince McMahon has finally sold his last 8 million shares of the TKO group. As of today, the WWE is no longer associated with Vincent Kennedy McMahon. It is official. As of today, the McMahon era
over
is done. So, in closing, before we go to the main event of the night, the era of sports entertainment.
Done.
Capital D, double E, double A, and double D. Especially
Big.
Dead.
I mean, still sports entertainment and wrestling are going to be together regardless. I mean,
they're like synonymous.
But Nick Khan has been quoted as saying he wants to get back to pro wrestling.
He wants it more like a sport. I think that's what they're really wanting to look at. But I remember when obviously, I have been on like 2 to 3 training schools, and they all explain to us what's really pro wrestling, what's really sports entertainment. And you put both of them together, that's what you get as pro wrestling. If you go just pro wrestling without the storytelling, stuff like that, does it have that much of a meaning?
They're saying, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying they want the label.
Yeah, they want that label because Vince gave them that label. That's why.
Yeah, I did.
So that's the only differentiate things with it. They're going to try to go with that UFC moniker with it. Obviously, we've seen the camera angles, how they're going with it. It's going to be interesting to see.
I mean, the camera work they're doing, like with Raw and stuff, that was pretty damn cool. So,
well, they're putting more into the seat value more than just the production standpoint.
Right.
It's going to be more least production, but the seats are going to be filled for sure.
kill the combo a little short because I got a main event coming and dinner coming. So we better get to it. So
let's do it.
Folks, if you have children with weak virgin ears, I have a warning.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
But shall be completely ignored.
Absolutely.
Of go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
So now.
All right. Enough dilly-dally. To the main event.
Mr. Beretta, there is one thing that everybody knows about me, is I value friendship.
I'll be back.
But when you break that friendship, stab it in the heart, guess what? You finna get it, bitch.
Here we go.
Doc, you're gonna want to zip on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, cry.
Oh, God.
Beretta, my glorious chair awaits. In the words of Mask of the Phantasm. Trent Beretta, where do I begin? You look like a porn star knockoff fucked a football. You look like a guy who couldn't keep it up even with a bunch of blue chew. Brent, you used to be part of Roppongi Vice with Rocky Romero. There's your boy, Sucksy T, Chuck Taylor, best friends. You came in AEW, and I had such high hopes. And what happened? Did your balls drop off? I mean, yes, for the longest time, and in this picture, it looks like you're going to shit your pants. You were trying to hold it while you were giving Chuck and Orange Cassidy a hug. It looks like you were about to drop a load in your diaper. Of course, I'm not going to shit on you for having the neck injury. Accidents happen. This isn't, you know, ballet, so those happen. I do feel bad for you. I'm glad you're healthy and strong. But after you came back, you started turning and twisting your character. Half the time, you looked like your heart wasn't it. You looked like you were a deer caught in the headlights. What it is. Folks, with all due respect to Mr. Beretta, you stabbed Orange Cassidy. You hit him with a cheap knockoff of what looked like the Claymore kick. And I don't know what the hell you said to Chris Statlander. Oh, by the way, Chris Statlander, holla at your boy, call me. But Jesus Christ, this is one of my most more calmer rants than you're all usually accustomed to. Because I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a fucking loss for words here. A guy I had high hopes for in terms of tag team wrestling has just turned around and threw it all away. Walked out on your mama. You never walk out on your mama. I don't care if it's outside the ring, in the ring, middle of the ring. I don't care. Well, there's only one. You should be walking on your mama. And that involves. Oh, baby. Let's get. Never mind. We ain't gonna go there. We ain't gonna go. But my point is, Trent has such high hopes. You stabbed Orange Cassidy in the back. With this, do you not have any balls to stand up to Tony? Oh wait, I forgot. Half your fucking roster, Mr. Khan, is a bunch of pussies, and I'm gonna deal with two of them next week. That's where you're all gonna find out, cause the monotone Jeremiah goes bye-bye. Bye-bye next week. You don't get Jeremiah. No. Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, you get Jerome. I'm bringing full fucking Joker to Matt and Nick Jackson's front doorstep. They have it coming. Mr. Trent, I'm actually not ranting this badly on you because I'm actually just going to say
gave you the pain. You, I don't know what the hell they're doing with you. I don't know what the hell you said to Chris Statlander. I mean, hell, did you tell her your hotel room number and say, I'll leave a key under the mat when you get there? I mean, don't get twisted. Chris Statlander's cute and all, but.
Oh, goddamn.
No offense, Trent. She's a little out of your league, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to just. Usually in this case, I usually go, Doc, anything to say, but I don't think there is because we can't really save this bastard.
No, we can't.
Let's just put him out of his misery.
He's beyond hope. Let's do it.
3, 2, Trent, it was nice knowing you. Actually,
fuck you.
What was it?
Oh, I got a live one here. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
I just,
I mean, we couldn't do it.
I usually have a big rant.
Yeah, and I usually come up with something to say myself.
Words.
Right, it's like, why, Trent? Why did you do that?
I'm at a loss for words, so I'm going to leave it with this.
Yeah.
Trent Beretta, you ain't shit. I feel bad for your tag team partner, Chuck Taylor.
I feel bad for your beautiful mama, Sue.
Yeah, well, you know, she meant well. But folks.
She did. She did.
I know this was kind of a.
Sorry.
Mild week this week for your story in the doc.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I said it before. I said it again. WrestleMania took a lot out of everybody. I think we're all having that post-sex.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was good. One love. So next week, Rebellion, pay-per-view, main event, Nick Nemeth challenges Moose for the World Championship.
Ooh.
Jordynne Grace defends hers against the lovely Steph Del Ren.
Yeah.
We got Full Metal Mayhem, Frankie Kazarian against a longtime friend, Eric Young.
Mm-hmm.
And the last man standing, Josh Alexander and Hammerstone, and a whole lot more.
Damn.
Live interview at the Palms, Las Vegas. Could this be the thing necessary to shoot TNA back into the big time?
Mm.
Once we're headed. Before the MILF that nobody wanted, Dixie Carter. Oops, I'm sorry. Did that sound wrong? Dixie Carter.
Yeah, shit!
So, Warren, what do you got coming up this week? Tell the lovely people at home. I'm going to give you the floor.
I've got, obviously, we just did 2 live episodes yesterday. I did the build-up show for the show I will be on Saturday, next Saturday, at the Baker County Fairgrounds, DCCW Unbroken. If you didn't know, I basically put my DCCW career on the line to go against El Nino. So that's going to be an interesting one. We'll see how that happens.
Oh, wow.
But obviously, if you didn't see it, I guess she's a star now somehow. I don't know what to say. My wife was on the episode yesterday, and my wife stole the show, I guess.
She hijacked that shit.
I don't know.
Dude,
I don't know what I'm going to do to, like, she got on and, yeah.
We're going to have to make a t-shirt
of
Sen Hook.
You got full
Sen Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make a Sen Sam shirt.
Obviously, you can catch us. You can catch me and Blackheart on the After Dark on Mondays now at 8. Cool. Last week, we watched Raw. We did the Raw After Mania, and we did reactions to, I guess, his Botchamania videos, if I remember.
That was pretty good.
That was cool.
That was interesting. We're definitely going to have some more stuff, having fun with that. Obviously, commission talks on Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, with Dre on Wheels from the 11:30 podcast and Brian B. from the Beeline ENT LLC. What else I got? Oh, we got Buzzing with Gaming this week. I know everybody's been enjoying those things. And
what game are you going to be playing this week, pal?
I don't know. I've been playing 2K way too much lately. I've been having fun with that. My wife bought it, and I haven't been able to put a controller down lately. I don't play video games like this either, so the week that was quiet.
Quiet for 15 minutes.
Do what?
He's fat, man.
Bruh, just ease up, man. I haven't really slept yet. What do I got? Oh, I guess we're replaying the DCCW show. Friday. Okay. If you didn't watch it again. The audio version of my wife's episode is out now. We just did that one because I guess everybody wanted to hear it audio wise. It's even worse. But yeah. Thank you. Oh yeah, and thanks to Good Pods for number one podcast. That was pretty interesting.
Shout out to them as well.
Woo.
Christy, tell everybody what you got going on this week.
Well, besides being in here in the asylum, being the good doctor, obviously. Yeah. Hopefully do. All right,
guys, I gotta go. I'll see y'all later.
See you later, Warren.
Adios, Warren. Thank you for dropping in.
I got Between the Ropes tomorrow night on the Coast to Coast Entertainment Network. So that's going to be a fun episode. Probably check out Raw and Mania after SmackDown and all that.
All right. Well, folks, you know how to find me. I'm always in my domain. Up some kind of controversy. But folks, next week, my beautiful Wrestler's Life chamber has opened.
Ooh.
And I think it is time to talk about a tag team that should get its props.
Yes.
Hailing from the history books of TNA Wrestling.
Yes.
Because one half of this team would not have presented you with "Sorry about your damn luck." I'm giving you we find the defendants guilty. That's right. Next week in the Wrestler's Life Chamber, we're talking the Wildcat Chris Harris and the Cowboy, James Storm, America's Most Wanted.
There you go.
And the Young Bucks face my wrath. Jeremiah ain't gonna be here next week.
No.
Oh, no. With that being said, it is time to get my grub on. So for myself, for the good doctor, it has been a calm, somber week here in the asylum.
Yes.
But fear not, it will be next week. Mm-hmm. Back to the chaos as usual.
Coincidence? I think not!
Where?
Oh yeah! Like a pony! I'm a pony!
Oh, sorry.
Pony.
You weren't supposed to see that kind of a pony.
No.
No. But folks.
Well, it's time to retire.
With that said, for the doctor, for myself, I bid you all adieu. So until next week, goodbye. Mwah. Good night.
Bang.
Matt and Nick.
Young Bucks.
My life is nothing but a comedy.